Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I'm so happy to be here with you today. My name is Kasia Rashfall, and I will be talking about the energy forecast for December 2022. So we just started the month, and as a practicing numerologist and Akashic Records reader and teacher, it fascinates me to be able to look at the timeline ahead and read the numbers, so to speak, and take a look at, you know, what kind of energy are we going to be swimming in for the month. And then I'm doing the same thing for the year upcoming, the, you know, 2023. It's going to be a very significant year. The last several years have been quite significant, haven't they? And so I think it's even more important to use these tools that we have, like numerology, or even if you're into astrology or other systems of reading information, so that we can know what the hell is happening. Because sometimes this stuff can just be really overwhelming. And I find the more we know about the energetics of our time, the easier it is to then navigate it, right? So December is this whole year. First of all, let's start with the year of 2022. This whole year has been influenced by six energy. And six energy is all about harmony and balancing. You could even say it's about karmic balancing. And so, you know, that energy in itself is neutral, but every energy is a spectrum. And so it has a shadow side and a high frequency side. And of course, the shadow side of harmony is disharmony. And so if you've noticed this year that you've experienced disharmony in your own life, perhaps you've noticed it out in the world, been plenty of it. It's just the energy showing us where we need more balance, personally, professionally, as a country, as a world, all of that. So December itself is going to be a 9 energy month. And so, you know, what do we know about numbers is they go in a sequence, and all the fundamental numbers go from 1 to 9, and then this cycle starts over again. And so we're in a universal 6 year, but we're in a universal 9 energy month. So this whole month is going to be influenced by the energy of 9, meaning endings, completions, closure. And that's a beautiful thing. And it can be also very disruptive, because if we're not ready to end things or complete things or to have closure, or we don't know, you know, where things need to finish off and where we can vision new things, it can be very, let's just say the energy can jostle us a lot. Chances are, if you've been on a personal growth path or journey for a while, and I believe that, you know, if you're in my audience, you probably are, you're probably pretty aware of where you want to change things, where you want to see things shifting, bringing to a close things that maybe aren't working for you. Perhaps it's even relationships or experiences, professional, you know, experiences, that type of thing. So you probably have an inkling of what is required, or what the energy is asking of you, right? This is never a requirement. We are never forced by the universe to do anything. It is always our sovereign human choice. So let's look a little bit more specifically about around this whole energy of December. I'm just looking at my notes here. So, you know, the whole month of December, and there are, first of all, there are many, many, many layers of energies that we can read, even in numerology. And so, you know, me doing this forecast is looking at the numbers through my perspective, through my lens. If you look at any of my colleagues who are numerologists or numerologists out in the world, they're going to give you a different perspective. And it's not that one is right and the other ones are wrong. It's simply a lens to look at the world at. And the month is long, and there are many different energetic layers. There's many numbers playing a part in it. I'm only looking at a certain few of them, the ones that make sense to me. And so overall, the theme of the month, as I see it, is this invitation to land into stability in our values. Now, our values are the things we find most important, the things that drive our behavior the most. Your top five values drive your behavior the most. You will give up everything else in order to support your top five values, especially your number one value. And so why do I bring that up? Because it's important to know what's important to you. What are your values? Again, if you're on a personal growth journey, you probably have an idea or even a really good idea of what your values are. If you don't, definitely this month is a really great time to take a look at that. What is most important to you? What is non-negotiable for you? So that as we navigate this month, as this month moves along, you have a sense of what drives you. If I were to sum up this month in one sort of statement, I would say this month is all about the journey from the head to the heart. And as we know, that can sometimes be, well, more often than not, it is the longest journey we will ever take. And so this month, imagine being condensed into this condensed journey of the head, from the head to the heart. Of course, underlined or underwritten by that energy of harmony, wanting us to get into a place of balance. And so today we start the month with a one energy day, which I thought was really cool. That rarely happens actually, but so it's a new month, December 1st, one energy day. Of course, one energy brings with it that archetype of innovation or starting or sparks of new creativity, new creation. It's something that wants to begin, which is amazing. It's great. However, if you don't have the space to begin anything new, it's going to feel a little gritty. And so this is where that nine energy month, the nine energy of December that I mentioned, is going to invite you to look at what needs to end, what needs to go. What are you ready to let go of in order to create space for that energy of whatever is new that wants to come in? When we look at the progression of the month or the arc of the month, there are a few themes that I noticed. One of them is releasing. Obviously releasing, yes, that's the theme of the nine, but releasing and thinking beyond our current circumstances. So releasing our attachment to what is happening, not from a place of bypassing, that is not what I'm talking about, but really looking at how do you think about what's currently happening in your life and even in the world at large? What are your thoughts, your beliefs around the current circumstances, your personal circumstances, maybe your professional circumstances, the global circumstances? We need to not stuff all of that under the rug, but our thoughts, again, our thoughts drive how we feel, right? They drive what we do, and those thoughts come from what we value. So coming right back to that importance of values, in order to do the work, to heal, to harmonize, to co-create new circumstances, we got to look at how we currently think. And again, we can stay the same, or we can just move and do something different in order to create change. Sometimes we can get stuck thinking and overthinking, and like the mind just spins and spins and spins. And so if that happens, what's the best way to combat that or to mitigate that? Well, usually look at your body. What does your body need in that moment? Because you are not just a mind, you are also a body that houses the mind. And so when the two work together, we often get unstuck. And so looking to your body, do you need to take care of yourself better, right? How do you use your mental capacity, your mental creativity, in order to bring your body along for the ride so that you as a whole are more happy, more settled, more grounded? And it all comes down to choice. So this first stop in the journey is this idea of how do you think and what is it that you want to think beyond? If there's circumstances happening in your life right now that you're not happy with, if you feel unseen, unheard, if you feel discombobulated, confused, not confident in who you are or what you're doing, and then it's simply a choice away to change that. You're not going to have all the answers, but starting with how you think is a really great place to start, right? What do you not want? What do you do want. And I know this isn't anything you haven't heard before, right? You know this. It's a matter of, are you going to take action? Because that's what the energy is inviting. And then bringing in that heart energy of our emotional power. Our heart is so powerful. There's been so much research done around how the heart really informs our brain. It informs our thinking. It influences so much about us. And so the bringing in to balance that mind energy, that mental creativity, that mental power, bringing in heart power. And the heart has so much momentum. Our emotions are so magnetic and typically have so much momentum that, you know, it's, if we're not paying attention to what we feel, we can get derailed. And then our mind can jump on that and tell us all kinds of stories and, you know how the mind is, right? So how do we harmonize the two of them? How do we harmonize our mind and our heart together? And it comes down to this idea of freedom built on a foundation of solid values. So again, you can see these themes are working together this month, you know, to complete this energy, to complete this path that we have all walked this year of the harmonizing six energy. We are being invited to look at what we no longer want to bring with us, but also at the same time, what we want to co-create and bring in. So in order to create harmony, in order to feel like we are solidly stable, we don't have to dig out all the things we don't want first and then start bringing in what we do want. We can do both. Both can be true. We can be ending things actively and bringing in closure and completing things. We can actively be co-creating the new. And the key really is going to be using both the mind and the heart in order to do that. So I think it's going to be a really interesting ride. I imagine it will be an intense month, but that doesn't mean that it has to suck. Right? It doesn't mean that any of us are in this alone, because there are many communities that exist that love to have our back, that love to have our support, whether that's your own family or your circle of friends or online communities or even in-person communities that exist to hold space for this. I run a community called Sacred Fame. It's a group on Facebook where it's in its infancy stages, but it's a community where you are safe to be seen, you are safe to be heard, you are safe to be yourself. And those are the themes we explore, is how do we do that? How do we authentically trust that we can be ourselves within ourselves, for ourselves, and then out there in the world where we can serve others and we can co-create things with others. I'm also hosting a free event next week called The Keys to Absolute Self-Trust. I will put the link to that in the comments of this forecast so that if you are interested in that, you can join me. And we're going to look at what are the three keys, the three absolutes, must-haves that we need in order to be able to trust ourselves fully to create whatever it is we want to create. And there's three of them. One of them is the Akashic Records, which is one of my passions. I love teaching about that. So I'll be sharing more about that. But definitely sign up if it's something that you would like to explore with me. And let me know what landed for you from this forecast. I know that I talked kind of high-level themes. There are so many layers, and we can get into the weeds and then, you know, could talk for hours. But I don't want to keep you here all day. So let me know what landed for you. And what decision are you going to make in order to work with this energy and integrate some of these endings and completions and creating the new steps so that you can live in alignment with your values and really feel that stability that is always inviting us to have it? All right, everyone, have an amazing day, and I will see you out there in the social media streets.